I am Ashutosh Oja.
A Brahmin by caste,
astrologer. In 1976-77, Prabhupada, who started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where he had the idea to build hundreds of temples around the world where people can go and worship. Like people know, there are two ways to worship, but the Bhakti Marg always will take some concrete form to visualize the Supreme Power, and Krishna is the one. The other school worship God in the Nirakar, like which has no form or manifestation. To them, it's just like ether and cannot be seen or cannot be given a concrete shape. But coming back to when Prabhupada was old, I had the good fortune that someone referred them to come to our place to get a horoscope done. Actually, there was a very old devotee, and I think his name was Pradyumna, or maybe I'm a little bit mistaken, because quite some time, who used to come to meet my father, Pandit Gopesh Kumar Oja, and he has translated many books, and my father was a scholar of Sanskrit and a learned person. And he was the person who referred that the chart of Prabhupada, when he was not so well, should be done. My father has had bad health and was suffering from a paralytic stroke. Secondly, he was not a professional astrologer, and he passed on that I do the horoscope for Prabhupada, and he was the one who made an appointment that I should do the horoscope. The time which was given to me and the two devotees who were there gave me as September 1st, 1896. And the time of birth was 4 o'clock, Calcutta. In Calcutta, at that time, local mean time was observed. And Prabhupada gave this time himself. That was conveyed to me, that Prabhupada knew his time of birth, as Prabhupada's guru was a great astrologer. Prabhupada has some interest in astrology, as he was a learned person, and Jyotish or astrology is a part of the Vedas. Those who study Vedas has to study Jyotish. Jyotish is the eyes of the Vedas. And so there will be no doubt that the time of birth has any error or anything. When we made a horoscope for Prabhupada, we get Makar Lagna. And it is a good Lagna because people born with Makar Lagna and with Lord of the first house, which is Shani in this horoscope, is exalted, powerful in the 10th house. the other planetary position that Prabhupada had, that he has Mercury, this is Buddha, and Shukra in the ninth house, Chandra and Mangal in the fifth house, Brihaspati, Surya and Ketu in the eighth house, and Rahu is in the second house in Kumbha. In his horoscope, the Mahadasha of Mangal ends in 1901, 3rd March. And I remember that the first two devotees who were there was Abhiram and Yashodanand. And they, all his devotees of Prabhupada have been so devoted to him that it was always a joy to meet any one of them. When they come, they will bring the aura of Prabhupada with them wherever they will come and go. And it was evening of Wednesday. I do not exactly remember the date, but I had just come after my prayers to Lord Ganesh, and I met the devotees. I cast the horoscope and I talked about the health of Prabhupada, because he had the Ketu period. Ketu is in the 8th house, and I thought that the coming period will not be so good for him. 8th house has to do with urinary problems, prostate glands. Secondly, because Prabhupada has Jupiter and Ketu in the 8th house, 8th house has to do with the place where you die. I was sure that he will not be in a foreign country, and it will be in a spiritual place. And that's what happened. Prabhupada, in his old days, last days, were in Vrindavan, the center, the heart of all universe. Coming back to the horoscope, the Makar Lagna commenced at 3:38-3:39 p.m. on 1st of September 1896. And by 4 o'clock was quite advanced. Prabhupada definitely had Makar Lagna, like we have just said. Let me also point out some description of the type of people who are Makar Lagna. They have a mannerism to tilt their head to one side, sometimes to the left, and they have musical talent, sometimes of dancing or music. They have certain restrictions in their nature which are related to their 11th and 12th year, when some type of calamity or things happen in their families, giving them a feeling of insecurities, and then in turn they become more ambitious. Early part of life of the Makar Lagna people is not so good. Then look into the horoscope. Chandrama is a karak for mother, and Chandrama is afflicted by the association of Mangal. Although with Mangal, it gives strength of character and lot of courage, but is not good for the mother. And in this horoscope, the fourth house is afflicted by Shani, direct aspect. The fourth house from the moon also has Ketu and Surya, and is also aspected by Mangal. The fourth house from the sun is afflicted by Mangal itself. So the fourth house, which has to do with the mother, when afflicted from all angles, doesn't give long life to mother. And that's what I believe, that in early life Prabhupada lost his mother. Then let's look to the exalted Saturn. Saturn, whenever exalted, shows more effect in later years of life, particularly after 67 years of age. Many people who have done or brought spiritualism to the world had their Shani in the 9th house or 10th house. In the case of Anandamayima, she had Kumbha Lagna and Shani was exalted in the 9th house. Swami Vivekananda had Shani in the 10th house. Karapatraji Maharaj, who refused the seat of Shankaracharya, he was a learned scholar and wanted to bring the days of Lord Rama to India, had Shani in the 9th house. And many people has powerful Shani when they excel in spiritualism and chalk out and make many followers in the spiritual life. I would like here to give some opinions of learned astrologer, ancient people, to make it look more authentic, because compared to their knowledge, my knowledge is nothing. Shani, powerful according to Achar and Gunakar. They were well-known astrologers. The native is happy and brave. Kalyan Varma writes that Shani in the 10th house makes a person buddhiman, means intelligent and wise, courageous. He is a commander-in-chief or a minister. Minister means in politics. He is the head of a city, village or society. Parashar has written that Shani in this position makes a person happy, rich, victorious, and if Shani is in mean or powerful, is a yoga for sannyas, ascetic life. Shani being exalted will be taken as powerful in this horoscope. Vasishtha says that Shani in the 10th house doesn't give happiness from sons and children. And when we take of the sons, we should also understand that it also means disciples, because fifth house has to do with children as well as the disciples. And in the case of Prabhupada, many of his disciples who afterwards became gurus brought a bad name to the international society. We do not say that all of them were bad, but they got into the Maya. And their downfall came. Vaidyanath has also indicated that
Shani in the 10th house makes a person brave, courageous, head of the family, ruler, and also brings sannyas yoga. Prabhupada was a sannyasi and he was a leader. Brihat Yavan Jatak is a treatise written by the Yavan. In the old times, Jyotish went to Arabia and Arabic kings, some of them were very much interested, they got it translated. And Yavanacharya was a well-known astrologer from the Middle East. He was the one who chalked out the system of Varsh Pravesh. In his books he writes that Shani in the 10th house makes a person minister to a king, diplomat, kind. He is head of people and villages, intelligent and wealthy. Arya Granth writes that Shani makes a person work for other people, makes one travel and live in foreign countries, is not afraid of anyone. Kashinath is the one who has given a different view and says that the person is poor. In a manner it was correct. Prabhupada never earned any money for himself. He was just doing it to make temples. And he had hard-working disciples who helped him getting so many nice temples constructed around the world. Jayadev has written that Shani in the 10th house makes a person head, rich and kind. Jageshwar, he writes that this position of Shani is not good for mother. She suffers. And a person doesn't get happiness in the body, does not get good friends. Narayan Bhatt, in childhood he doesn't get happiness from father, mother, but as he grows older he gets better happiness in life, he is victorious in war. He loses his inherited property. Mantrishwar, who has written the famous treatise of Faldipika, was born 600 years ago, and he says that Shani in the 10th house makes a person a king or minister to a king, rich, courageous, and he takes interest in agriculture. Harivansh has written that if Shani is exalted or in own sign, the person is intelligent, wise, rich, head of villages, and is honored by kings. Gopal Ratnakar writes that it's not a good position for father, mother, particularly for mother. He bathes in the Ganga, that means he is religious. In the Bhrigu Sutra, Shani, when powerful, brings more luck after 36 years of age. He gets honor, many friends. if you will see that almost every one of them has written that the position of Shani in the 10th house is very powerful and it's not so good for Mother. In fact, Shani in this powerful position and exalted takes away the material things of life so that one is drawn more and more towards God. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, when I love you, I take everything away from you so that you are more close to me. And that's what Shani does. In the Western astrology also, they said that if Shani is in Libra, like Tula, which in this case is, then it is good for fortunes. He works very hard for a long time, he is ambitious by nature, can foresee the future, and is well settled in the mind. Without the efforts of other people and due to his own abilities, he rises in life. Powerful Shani in the 10th house makes a person good in legal matters. We must also take into account that in this horoscope, Shani is exalted. Cartwheel in his book has written that if Shani is in Tula, Khatwe was a Maharashtrian astrologer, has written many books. If Shani is in the 10th house in Libra, like in this case, the native will be a sannyasi and he spreads religion, is a preacher of religion, is a writer, he knows deep sciences, is an astrologer, is the head of the council. And this is what Prabhupada was. He was a preacher, he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world, and he did it. Khatwe also writes that he gets more respect and out of his house than in the house. They are good mediator between people. They are teachers of Vedanta. They get fame, honor and wealth. They travel to foreign countries. They think that they are born to do some special work in life, and at the time of that they feel satisfied. From the point of view of father, mother, this is not a good position for Shani. Mother dies early or she suffers from constant and chronic health problems. We have done this in details to make it look that Prabhupada had a good Shani in the 10th house. People in Shani, powerful in the 10th house, are very ambitious. In the horoscope for Hitler, he had Shani in the 10th house too. Now we go to other planets in the horoscope. Jupiter and Ketu in the 8th house gives moksha, like freedom from life and death. Jupiter and Ketu together also indicated the old age in a holy place. Ketuvindir Thaus gives sometimes urinary problem, or a person has to cut short his visit and come back. We have also noticed that when Guru, which is Jupiter, is in the 8th house, Ashtam Sthan, person likes mysticism, philosophy and Jyotish. Garga Muni has said that if Guru is own sign or in a benefic sign, then a person attains knowledge and he dies in a Tirthasthan, in a holy place. In old age he has physical ailment. Narayan Bhatt writes that Guru in the 8th house gives chronic health problem. After death, they attain moksha. Yavanacharya has indicated that a person with Jupiter in this position, 8th house, will suffer from disease in 31st year. Arya Granthakar has written that Guru in the 8th house makes a person fond of taking holy trips, doesn't get happiness from wife, and all the time he is busy in practicing yoga. Gopal Ratnakar has indicated that Jupiter causes urinary problem or piles. He is a good teacher. In the Western astrology, Jupiter gives long life. Death comes in a peaceful state. They die being satisfied that they have attained their purpose. Jupiter also gives money from inheritance. Akyat, a person who has written Jyotish book in an anonymous manner, writes that Jupiter is powerful. It makes a person do holy deeds in life, is a strong dharma and knows the Vedas. Jupiter in the 8th house can cause problem from women or on account of wife. Now we will take the effect of, first of all we want to say that Rahu and Ketu show the effect of the planet they conjoin with, or if there is no planet then they show the effect of the lord of the house and according to the strength of that owner of the house. Ketu here will show the effect of Guru and Surya. Surya is powerful in this position, and it is a good planet. Vedinath writes that Ketu in the 8th house with benefits, or if is respected by benefits, makes a person rich and long-lived. Yavanacharya writes Ketu in the 8th house causes piles or urinary problems, prostate glands. Yogeshwar writes that Ketu in the 8th house causes urinary problems or disease of the semen, sometimes problems in teeth and mouth. He is courageous and successful in life. Harivai says it can cause skin or hair problems. Golap, G-H-O-L-A-P, indicates that he is very successful and well known. Gopal Ratnakar indicates problem in the 50th year. Most people have know that Ketu always gives the effect of the people they can run with. Now going back to Rahu, is in the 2nd house and is a planet of foreign countries. It gets money from foreigners, foreign countries. 2nd house is the house of wealth, and sometimes it also gives the family away from the birthplace. Prabhupada had so many people who were born in different countries, and most of his disciples were people from Europe, America, Middle East, Australia. And that's what Rahu does. He has Chandrama and Mangal in the 5th house. 5th house has to do with teaching, learning, knowledge, children. Mangal in the 5th is not good for children. They are independent, difficult to be controlled. I do not know much about his children, but I do know that his disciples were independent and difficult to be controlled. I had the good fortune to live for some time with Hansadutta. I also knew some of his disciples who afterwards became guru. And they were great people. They were gifted. They had their abilities to impress. And go forward to teach, but when they become independent, they needed guidance, they didn't get it. Harivansh writes that moon in the fifth house, powerful, gives intellectual abilities, fond of music, art, diplomacy, patient, Illa Jatak has mentioned that moon in the fifth house can cause problem in the sixth year. Moon in the fifth house can give fluctuations in the mind of children. However, Chandrama is with Mangal, as such, lot of courage is there. And in the Western system, when Mars and Moon conjoin, it makes a person courageous and ability to take initiatives in life. Chandrama is exalted in Rishabh Rashi. We now take into account Shukra and Budh. Both of them are in the ninth house. Shukra is debilitated, but with Budh and Shukra is a combination of lord of the ninth and tenth, and is Nichmang Rajyog. And Rajyog of the ninth and tenth, whatever work a person undertakes with this combination, he will rise to the top position. And Prabhupada undertook to spread the name of Lord Krishna, and he was successful. And mind is colored with beautiful ideas, good for languages. Ninth house, Budh and Shukra also makes a person fond of music and poetry. And it is a joy to listen to the kirtan of Prabhupada. Shukra is a planet of women, artistic people, and in the ninth house, better luck comes due to their association. Shukra in the ninth house, according to Vasishtha, makes a person dress well. Is good for wealth, sons, education, according to Vedina. According to Kalyan Varma, Shukra in the ninth house endows one with good fortunes, and he is has great respect for gods, guru, and guests. Shukra is generally very good in the ninth house. All planets are very good in the ninth house, and with exalted Mercury in the ninth house, good effects will always come. Sometimes Shukra in the ninth house can give marriage in a foreign country also. Shukra in the ninth house, according to Kartvey, is almost round face, sometimes sudden anger, proud pride. They have their own independent mind. Lose their inherited wealth. In early part of life, financial problems always appear. Because of the Buddha which rules the mind and Shukra perfection, the mind is colored with beautiful ideas. A person tries to get perfection in life. Shukra is Yoga Karak in this horoscope, Lord of the 5th and 10th, and is an indication of success in life, and particularly when they conjoin with Lord of the 9th also. Now we go to Surya in the 8th house. We are taking up planet-wise because I want to give what wise people have written about the position. Illa Jatak writes that Sun in the 8th house can cause serious health problem to wife in the 34th year. Yavanachar has indicated that Surya makes a person go in foreign countries, is unhappy, travels a lot. Sometimes Sun in the 8th house gives chronic health problem. Surya, we should also notice, is in Singha, and it makes a person proud with a desire to help other people. Lord of the 8th in the 8th house generally gives long life. When Prabhupada died, he was 81 year of age, and in the Indian system that's considered long life. We now take to exalted Buddha. All people knowing astrology knows that if Lord of the 9th house is exalted and powerful and well placed, it is an indication of good fortunes and good luck. And Buddha is in this position, Lord of the 9th in the 9th house. Mantrishan in his Faldipika has indicated that Buddha in the 9th makes a person educated, rich, follower of religious activities, and very good in speech, expert and very good in speech. Gopal Ratnakar has mentioned that he loves music, dancing, singing. Illa Jatak has mentioned that happiness does not come from mother. Yavanachar has indicated that the person is pure, sattvic, endowed with sattva-gun, dharma-premi, lover of religion, rich, does good deeds in life and donates money.
In the Western system, when Buddha is in this position and planets, then a person is knows languages, arts, and chemistry. Everyone, most of the people have mentioned good position for both in the ninth house. Garga Muni says that if Mercury is powerful, then person is fortunate and religious. Vasishth has indicated religious aptitude and also indicates health problems, chronic health problem. Kalyan Varma has indicated very wealthy, learned, sattvic, expert in speaking and spiritual by attitude. Vaidyanath also mentioned the person is religious, wealthy and very pure. Narayan Bhatt is the one who mentioned that he is more powerful than kings and destroys bad people. Prabhupada did bring people who were not engaged in good activities and purified them and brought them more towards spiritual life. According to Narayan Bhatt, the person is religious, intelligent. He takes diksha, that means he is a sannyasi. He bathes in Ganga, Ganges. And he brings good fortunes to his family and forefathers. Kashinath has mentioned that both in this position makes a person religious. He makes gardens, wells, places for other people. He speaks the truth. He has control on his senses. He has respect on his father. Jageshwar mentions religious, intelligence, expert in yoga. He knows Vedas and Smriti and follows them. He is rich speaker and travels to holy places. Most planets have, people have given good effect of this. But the effect of planets are not judged separately. All told, with Buddh and Shukra in this horoscope, Rajyoga, success, fortune, exalted Shani, very powerful, causes one of the Pancha Mahapurush Yoga, known as Shash Yoga, and brings good fortunes to a person. And he is famous in life. Chandra Mangal gives courage. Surya Guru, a person does good deeds in life and he is long remembered. Overall speaking, I am very sure, and I come from a family of 6 generations astrologer, that this is the horoscope of Prabhupada. I am very proud. I was one who was able to make it. I was consulted by Prabhupada twice. The second time we met were Hari Sauri, Guru Kripa, they were there, and I made his horoscope twice. Initially when I made the horoscope and when I indicated that the days are not good for him, some of his disciples were very unhappy with me. I always had a desire in my life to meet with powerful people who will be my guru. But when I had the opportunity to meet Prabhupada, I avoided it. Krishna didn't want me to see him in person, but I did benefit through association with his disciples. And disciples, like children,
are the people who carry forward the work of their guru. And even if one son or one disciple brings light and expands the work, the purpose of the guru is served. From my side, I have given whatever I have learned from different books and interpretation of the horoscope. And Makar Lagna people do not get physical comforts, they do not get enjoyments of life, they work very hard to attain their purpose, and they do not allow anything to come between their desire. And Prabhupada's desire was to bring the name of the Lord in the Western world and make people worship Him through the Bhakti Marga. Shukra is the planet in the ninth house which draws towards Bhakti Marga. And exalted Saturn is always good in the horoscope. There is no bad planet in the chart. And but some effect of Mangal or some effect of Shani always will happen. Shani has reduced happiness from the side of the mother. Mangal has reduced happiness from the side of the children. And also like satisfaction is reduced from the side of the family and disciples. But when they undertake and improve his work, keep themselves away from Maya, he will be satisfied. A horoscope always lives, never dies. And it is just like the soul. I would like to add that I was very happy when Shyam Sundar wrote me a letter that if I could write something about Prabhupada's horoscopes and the authenticity of it, I was very happy. When I saw the horoscope, I knew that the Shani in Gochar was going to go in the 8th house, and when Lord of the First goes in the 8th and in old age, it can cause death. And when it goes on Jupiter, definitely it does that. And that's what happened in 1977. I have not much to add. And I am honored and I am thankful to God that although my ego did not allow me to go to Vrindavan to have darshan of Prabhupada, but I was able to do his horoscope, and in this way I meet his followers, his disciples. And this is my sincere wish that all of us carry forward the work that Prabhupada has started. Thank you. Shyam Sundar ji, I have spoken in the tape because I thought it will be much easier rather than writing, because I cannot write so fast. And you go through it, you write your article whatever way you like it. Let me know if I can check it, or if you do not understand the spelling, please let me know. Thank you very much. My number is 515-472-3096. I also want to add that when I am doing the horoscope of Prabhupada, I can feel his presence. My heart is full, and I have spent some time with Hansaduta. Hansaduta had his own fault, but he always tries to improve it. And I have seen Hansaduta's love for Prabhupada. I have seen the love of Harishori for Prabhupada or Guru Kripa. And it would be I should also mention that the person I got as a good friend was Smar Hari, who has been very kind and from time to time he has dropped to our place, and also invited me to stay with him in England, in America, and he was always very faithful to his guru. Disciple of Prabhupada, like all his disciples. But even one of us goes forward to attain what Prabhupada did will be very good. I did not have the fortune to be take diksha from Prabhupada or initiation from a Prabhupada, but I did take the name of the Lord from Hansaduta, and Hansaduta was always very kind with me. Let the other good friends I have met through this association was Indradumna Swami, Guru Kripa, Bhagwan Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and I wish and I hope that Krishna will have mercy on us all and will show us the path to go forward and worship him and give us more opportunity to worship him. May the Lord have mercy and kindness to us all. Thank you.